Amen. Boy, it's a good place to be, isn't it? I was sitting there just glowing, thinking, there is not a place on this earth that I would rather be. Only heaven would be better than right now. We're getting a taste of heaven right here this morning. I was thinking about the words that have been spoken through our Sunday school lessons, the words that have been sang through songs, the words that have been spoken through testimonies. All have been brought to glorify our Creator in heaven this morning. We need to give Him glory all the time because He's deserving of glory all the time. Amen? Amen? How about an amen over here? Amen. How about one right here? How about one over here? There we go. Amen. Praise the Lord. I heard this week on the radio, and this is in response to what you was talking about, Mike. I was thinking when we were younger, we would ever be doing something like this. And the gentleman quoted said, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. I thank the Lord for that because I remember being called to preach, but I never imagined that I would do that. And it was a road, but He qualified. He humbled me down to where, and being qualified is that's not when I'm the best. Being qualified is that when I'm the weakest. Being qualified means I've stepped aside. And I'll let God take control. That's what being qualified is. And you know, that speaks to every one of us. I'm not just talking about the folks that come up here and we all see. I'm talking about each and every one of us in our daily lives. That's important. Sometimes we forget about that. Sometimes we get caught up in just sitting and letting everybody else do and realize individual person here this morning, God loves you with as much love as He has. Amen. I've told folks before that I'd say, you know who Jesus wants to spend eternity with the most? He says, no, I don't know. You. Amen. You. And God, as Jesus, as God in the flesh, He has enough that He can give each one of us His all. Amen. Amen. He don't have to sift it down. We don't have to give part love here and part love here and part love there to where it's weakened. No, He can give you the full effect of His love. Each one of us. Take that in right now. Just take a moment right now in your mind and take that in. Thank you, God, that I am that important to you. Thank you, God, that that I am so insignificant. Nobody even knows my name. God knows your name. God loves you beyond our comprehension. Realize that this morning. That should humble us to our knees, to realize that the Creator of all of this, that can have everything, that done everything, that made everything, that is everything, has a minute for me. Has a little touch of love for me. Each one of us. Put that in your heart and mind right now. That wasn't even the sermon topic this morning, folks. I don't know. I do know where that came from. And I thank the Lord that He has made me able to walk up here and not be afraid, not be ashamed of my past, not be afraid of who's here. Here's one of the biggest icons in Wirt County right here. This gentleman right here, he is in the Mid-Ohio Valley Hall of Fame. This guy right here, Rodney Watson. He's one of the best wrestlers in the state of West Virginia, one of the best football players in the state of West Virginia.
Keep going.
Yeah, okay.
I still got arm length.
Okay, there you go. And he's been a teacher that a lot of students have learned a lot from. And he's a man of good report. That's the word of God right there. I was telling somebody the other day just about that. You know, we are known, ourselves are known for a lot of things that people that have known us through our lives. We've known a lot of things, but the word of God says to be of good report. And that means a testimony. That means a witness. That means living a life for Christ. That they'll say, hey, I seen Greg the other day down at such and such place, you know. No, that's not it. It's I heard Greg witnessing to somebody the other day. I heard a gentleman in a discussion a while back. We was talking about things going on, and the man said, Greg, you live it. That's a good report. Maybe we didn't all agree on everything, but you live it. That's of good report. And that's not the sermon this morning either. But you know, it's going to fall in line. Over the past few months, I preached a sermon on recognizing God as God. Learning God has a will without me. He didn't ask me anything. Okay? He didn't get my opinion for his will. God has a will, and we know his will is that none should perish and all should come to repentance. His will is that he loves everybody. I got wrote down, we need to recognize God and his realm as he is, which we hit on this morning, the creator of all. I was thinking of the scriptures, the book of the Bible, the four main characters. Four main characters. There's God, there's Satan, there's Jesus, and who do you think the other one is? Self. Think about self. That's going to be the main part of the sermon here this morning is self. We got to recognize God for who he is. And like I say, he's the creator of all. We preach that. We got to recognize Satan for who he is. And if you want to learn more about Satan, the women are putting together, are doing a Bible study right now on recognizing Satan, who your enemy is. David preached a sermon on Sean's not my enemy, Satan is my enemy. Rodney's not my enemy, Satan is my enemy. The guy out here selling drugs is not my enemy, Satan is the enemy. We got to realize that. That's who Satan is. He wants to destroy, devour, divide, defeat. He wants you all to be miserable. They say, I think John Arnold taught me this, misery loves company. If you're miserable, you want to bring everybody else down with you. And who is most miserable? Satan. And he wants to take you all with him. And recognize Christ as he is. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Because we know he's the Savior of all. We know he's a gift from God. We know he's the only way to have a relationship with Christ. But I got to thinking about, we got to recognize self. Have you ever took a minute to recognize yourself? Not recognize everybody else. Recognize self. Who are you this morning? Ask yourself, do you recognize what you really are? We're going to see right here just a little bit what the Word of God tells us. It shows us many examples of who we are, and you ain't going to like some of them. You ain't. But they're for self. This, it's not Jamie preaching to all you selves. It's this self. Trying to relay, but yeah, man. Don't take it personal. Take it from the Word of God, what this says about us, because it'll put us in our place. If you would, the main scripture is going to be Psalm 39, and I'm going to read verses 4 and 5. And please have a Bible. If you don't, scrunch up with your neighbor, because I really, really want everybody to see this, and I'm going to ask you, if you would, to read it with me as I read it, because it's not me reading it to you, it's you reading it for yourself. Listen clearly to what David says about himself. Everybody got eyes on the scripture. Psalms 39, going to read verses 4 and 5. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a hand breadeth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Let us pray. Lord, again, we bow here before you. Lord, we praise your name. We know you're our God, creator of all things. Lord, we want to give you glory as best we can right now. We want to get all our attention focused on you right now. We want to praise you. We want to worship you. We want to give you authority in our lives, because that is the choice that we have to make. We have to give ourselves unto you. We pray right now that you'll stir our hearts this day. Help us to grow as Christians, grow as a light unto the world, grow as witnesses, grow as communicators, grow as livers of as Christians. We pray, Lord, this morning as we go through your word, Lord, bless and move, stir a heart, Lord. Stir a heart today that if there's somebody here that don't know you, they may make that step out. And they may realize you are the only hope. Again, I ask for you to get me out of the way here this morning, and I do ask for you to bless our pastor this morning, Lord. He's at work and doing what he has to do. We ask you to just bless him and his ministry and his family, Lord. And again, I ask for you to forgive me in these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen. Okay, let's read that again. We got to put so much emphasis on these two verses right here to help us to realize where we're at, to help us to be the self we need to be. Myself, I need myself to realize who I am, what I am, why I am, and who I am indebted to. As we go through this, we're going to see this. So I pray that this is your prayer as it was David's prayer. Now, you know David, you think, well, David, he was an all-powerful king in the Old Testament. He was a great authority. Jesus is from the lineage of David. He is a pretty good-sized self in the Scriptures, don't you agree? So think about that. This is this guy humbling himself to pray to his heavenly Father. I ask you to search that here this morning in your own life. Let that be your prayer today, because this is the most important thing. Lord, make me to know mine end, the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an hand breadeth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Now just think about that. He's telling us to God, show me how weak I am. Show me how hopeless I am. Show me how I am going to die. We're going to die a physical death. Everybody agree with that? That's been proven 100%. Everybody's dead is dead. Everybody's died is died. You know, they say Enoch, well, God took him. He didn't die. He just left. And Elijah, he went out on chariot of fire. But every person that's been put in the grave is dead. They said, well, he raised Lazarus. I'll bet you he died again. No, I won't bet you. I'll just say, I'm pretty sure he died again. So that's why David is seeking God to guide him. Do we ask for that? Myself, I'm always saying, what can I, God, what can you give me that make me better? No, God, show me the reality. We need to recognize self as we are, not as we think we are. We usually spend too much time recognizing somebody else's self, thinking about somebody else's business. So some of the scriptures that I come up with, or that the Lord led me to show us who self is and to show us who we really are. Now remember, they talked about that this morning when we chose... when self chose to eat of the tree of the fruit of knowledge. They was self before they did that, and they was self after they did that, right? So, and we know what happened then, don't we? They were separated from God. They were of sin nature. So we got to quit thinking we're more than we think we are, and quit thinking that I'm better than he are. We got to look at ourselves, folks. We got to quit comparing one to another and compare to Christ. I'm going to go to Luke chapter 12. This will be an example of self, and some will read that and say, why is he saying that? I would never do that. The potential is in all of us to do the worst of the worst. You may have never done that, but the sin nature is in us. Remember that. The sin nature is in us. We cannot deny it. We got to recognize it, that we have a sin nature that has the potential as all that we've saw happen in this world. It's all from the same sin nature that I have right here, right now. The same sin nature that there's people's names I don't even want to bring up. But they are of the same sin nature. They are separated from Christ by sin. We got to recognize ourselves as who we are. In Luke chapter 12, I'm going to read verse 15 through 21. Says, and he said unto them, take heed and be aware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in abundance of the things which he possesses. This is Christ saying. He's pointing to us what self is. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of the certain rich man brought forth plentifully. He had a good year raising his crops. He took in plenty. He had a good year at work, made a lot of money. That's what it's pointing out right here. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow all my fruits. What am I going to do with all this stuff that I've gained this year? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Verse 19 says, and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20 says, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. That's telling an example of self. We see it all in the world today. And guilty, guilty, guilty right here standing before you. If you sit there and think I'm not guilty of that, then you might need to relook at self. We're all guilty of sin. We're all, the potential is in all of us to have that. I often think people would say, man, if I could win the lottery. And I remember being that guy. Man, things would be great. If I'd win that lottery, I could do this, I could do that. And, you know, and I'd just get, it would destroy my life. But I've come to realize at this stage in my life, if I had that, I don't want that. At this stage in my life, I'm afraid it would ruin me. I'd say, well, I'd give it all to the church and all this. No, I wouldn't. I'd get so caught up in that, I'd have boats and fast cars and being doing this and doing that and doing this, and I wouldn't be laying nothing up in heaven. That is self. That is who we are. That is what we got to recognize that we are. We got to realize what we're up against. We got to realize that we have no hope in that self. James chapter 4, and there's two examples in that verse. I'm going to read James chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 11 and 12 first and talk just a minute about those, and then we'll read the rest of the chapter. James chapter 4, I'm going to read verse 11 and 12. It says, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art a doer thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Verse 12, there is one lawgiver, God, right? Who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judges another? I remember sitting at church at Faith Gospel one night, probably 15, 20 years ago, and there was this feller, humble man, was reading scripture. He's leading that night, and he read that scripture, and it came to me like it just hit me right in the mouth. And it spoke right directly to me, and I said, it was God saying, who do you think you are? Think about that. That's self. Who do I think I am when I look down my nose at someone else? Who do I think I am that I think I'm better than thou? When I do that, I'm saying I'm God. And that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. Satan's told him, you'll be as gods and know right from wrong. We got to recognize that that's in us, folks. That's self. Self. We spend too much time looking at others. We got to look at home. We got to look at self. That potential's in us. I'm going to read 13 through 16 now. It says, Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicings is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. To him it is sin. We got to look at ourselves. I think, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. Yeah, all's good. All's well. I don't have a clue what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't have a clue if tomorrow's going to be here. It is a vapor. Dave talks about a man that preached a sermon, preached with fire and brimstone, and never made it to that pew to sit down. His life was but a vapor. We got to look at self, and that's us. Our life is just a vapor. We can't get hung up on thinking about what we're going to do out there. And we're limited. We're limited to God's will. We're limited to God's timing. We can't put a lot of stock in self. And that's going to be the whole point of the sermon this morning. We got to recognize who self is, what self is, and why self is going to fail. I'm going to read another example here, and this one should bring a lot to light in comparison when we're comparing to other folks, to powerful men of the Scriptures. You think of one of the most powerful men that we read about in the Scriptures would be Paul. He wrote most of the apostles. He started many churches. He spent time in a lot of persecution, yet he always proclaimed the name of Christ. And here's what he says, 1 Timothy 1:15. Can you say this about yourself today? Yourself. Think about self. Can you say that? This is a faithful saying and worthy of all exception, that Christ came into the world to save sinners, whom we are, to save sinners. And Paul, quote, says, of whom I am chief. Can you admit to yourself this morning that you are a sinner? Paul says he's the chief, and we think he's one of the best guys in the Bible. Now think about that. Where's that put us? We got to recognize self as we are. I want to do just a little bit of a visual thing right here. And I need a couple of volunteers, and their name is Craig and Isabella. You know, just random volunteers there. But it'll help us to understand the visual effect of self and when we compare self to others. Now look at Izzy here. Say hi, everybody. Now look at her. I'm going to compare myself to her. Now look at her there. Sing a song. Yeah, there you go. I'm much bigger than she is. I can say words and I don't even have a binky. So in compare with self, I want to compare myself to lesser. We're going to learn that here in just a little bit with the way the Pharisees did. But I want to make myself look good here. I mean, I know I can't be as cute as that, but, you know. I can show you baby pictures, though. Here, go back here and get Bob. Go get Bob. But now look over here. I don't mean to put my son, because he's real, real talkative. You know, he's real rowdy, and I know he's hard to control. But let's shake hands. Now look at that. I tell folks, when I shake Craig's hand, his finger hits me right about right there. So I don't really want to compare. It makes me look small. I mean, you know, and that's how we are. We want to compare ourselves with something lesser to make us look better. That's in our sin nature. We want to be as gods. I would get up on that chair, but I wouldn't. I want to be taller than him. And why? Just to make me look better. But one thing, as I was thinking about this scene right here, is him and me and little Livy are all without hope. Amen. We're all equal. We're all on the same level. Amen. It doesn't matter who has the most money in their bank account. It doesn't matter who has the least. The Pharisees, the Pharisees, they would stand in the street and say the prayers. Oh God, thank you that I'm not like that guy over there. Thank you that I'm not like that person over there. Thank you that I can do this. Thank you that I do that. Thank you that I wear this garb on my head so everybody knows I'm something. And then the guy down the street says, oh Lord, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. Self, do a self-examination. Where are you at in your daily life? Where we need to evaluate self every day, every minute of the day. You know, I got to thinking about this week. Our mind's continually gone. I can be talking and have a conversation with somebody, but my mind will still be maybe thinking of this, thinking, he didn't mean that, or this, or thinking about chasing a rabbit. That's the internal being. That's the self that God created when he breathed the breath of life. The eternal soul, that is self. That's your real self. Doesn't matter what you wear. You can't compare yourself with somebody else. Self. We are what we are. Now you think, God, he created all things. God loved us so much. God created us for his pleasure. God's mercies are renewed every day. God reveals himself through that word. God reveals himself to our daily lives out there. God shows us how much he loves us. He provides food for us. He provides air for us. He provides financial things for us. He gives us everything we need. And then there's Satan. He wants to destroy everything you have. He wants to defeat you in every step of your life. He wants to break you down. He wants to get you addicted to drugs. He wants to get you addicted to porn. He wants to get you addicted to gambling. He wants to get you addicted to anything that will keep you away from a relationship with God. Now that's God and that's Satan. That's the Word of God. We look in the world today. We see all that's going on out there in this world today. We see that they refer to the right and to the left. Neither of them's looking in the right place at the right time. But Satan wants to destroy our country. But you know, I've said this before. I think it was John Arnold. You know, back when I was a younger man, he would say the United States will never be defeated in a military war. They'll be defeated from within. In my mind, I always thought that meant that businesses will come in and take over. Illegal immigrants will come in and take over. But I've since realized that we are going to implode with lack of moral values. We are going to implode because we're seeking self instead of righteousness through which our country was founded on the Word of God. So you might ask, well, what was the point in all this? It wasn't to bring us down. It is truth that's revealed out of the Word of God. He hides nothing in there. God tells you what you need to hear. God will not tell you what you want to hear. He won't say, oh, go ahead, you're good enough that way. No, He'll say, I never knew you. That's what He's going to say. But you know what He's done that Satan cannot do, will never do? God sent His Son. God made a way that we can have a relationship, a personal self. Remember that person we talked about early in the sermon? Think about self. Think about each one of us. Every one of us in this building here this morning, and everyone in this world. But right now I'm speaking to everyone under the sound of my voice here this morning. God is speaking to you. God is talking to yourself. He's looking within you eternally and talking about eternal manners. You've got to recognize self. That is one of the first steps in the plan of salvation, is to believe God, but to know you're a sinner. And self, you're a sinner. Self, you're lost and without hope. Self, you need a Savior. Amen. And God sent us a Savior. And I'm just going to talk just a little bit about Christ here and recognizing Him and who He is. If you want to go ahead and get ready and get a song. John 14:6. And you know that. And that was in one of our songs here this morning. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I didn't hear self in there anywhere. Jamie, the only way you can get to heaven and have a relationship with God is through Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man, no self, except by me. Now think about that. Think about that deep right here this morning. You know, some of us, I remember being just cruising along, yeah, I'm good with God, you know, I believe in Him, and yeah, but man, it was a wreck. It was a wreck. Till He got me down to where I realized self was hopeless. Self had no chance. Self needed a Savior, and God gave him an opportunity. Self, you have an opportunity this morning if you don't know Him. Self, if you do know Him, you have an opportunity to get closer to Him this morning. He wants all of you. He wants, as I talked in that testimony this morning, He wants us to be in the place where we'll stand for Him no matter what. Where we'll stand up in a crowd and say, Jesus is Lord. Amen. You'll stand up in the crowd and say, God is Creator. I don't care what the government says. I don't care what the local council says. I don't care what the Board of Education says. Stand for Christ. Amen. Amen. You'll lay up treasures in heaven. You'll be rewarded for that. But we need to do that because of the gift He gave us. Not to gain. We don't need to do that to gain rewards. We need to do that because that's the right thing to do. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. One more scripture real quick. Is Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Now listen, self. Now think about this. God commended His love toward us. That's a whole bunch of selves right there. In that while self were yet sinners, Christ died for self. Christ died for you when He died for me when I was in that hole wallowing in self-pity. He loved me so much, He come and reached down and picked me up. And He'll do that for you today. Think about self. Think about that. Think about priority. Think about what's important in your life. It is the right thing to do a good job, but it is not the right thing to put your job before Christ. It is the right thing to take care of your family, but it is not the right thing to gain more than your family needs. Well, I didn't mean it that way. To let that be your God, to let that control you. I was talking to, I don't remember who, about how things in our life can get to where they control us. Desires, I mean, something as simple and easy as I'm caught up in this TV show that they do that binge watching now. They watch umpteen episodes on Netflix. Don't let that control you. I'm not saying it's wrong to do that. Just don't let it control you. I'm going to read Romans 5, 8, and 9, and then we'll be done. Romans 5, 8, and 9 says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by His blood." I didn't hear anything justified by my righteousness. Justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. We, our self, will be saved through Him. I hope that's where you're at this morning. Everybody, we all need to back up and re-recognize who God is. Be sure we know who our enemy is, Satan. Recognize who we are as people. And we'll realize we need a Savior. Amen. If you need a Savior this morning, I invite you to come.